some pioneers of modern biology who either preceded Darwin or rejected his theory. Andreas Vesalius, Anatomy, 1514-1564, William Harvey, Physiology, 1578-1657, Francesco Redi, Microbiology, 1626-1697, John Ray, Botany, 1627-1705, Anton von Leeuwenhoek, Microbiology, 1632-1723, Robert Hooke, Microbiology, 1635-1703, Carolus Linnaeus, Systematics, 1707-1778, Lazzaro Spallanzani, Reproductive Biology, 1729-1799, Caspar Friedrich Wolff, Embryology, 1734-1794, Georges Cuvier, Paleontology, 1769-1832, Carl Ernst von Baer, Embryology, 1792-1876, Richard Owen, Comparative Biology, 1804-1892, Louis Agassiz, Zoology, 1807-1873, Gregor Mendel, Genetics, 1822-1884. Nothing in biology? Dobzhansky claimed that nothing in biology makes sense except in the light of evolution. Yet most of the fundamental disciplines in modern biology were pioneered by scientists who lived before Darwin was born. Those pioneers include the 16th century anatomist Andreas Vesalius, the 16th century physiologist William Harvey, and the 17th century botanist John Ray. They include the 17th century founders of microbiology, Robert Hooke and Anton von Leeuwenhoek, the 18th century founder of systematics, Carolus Linnaeus, and the 18th century founder of modern embryology, Caspar Friedrich Wolff. Even paleontology, which Darwinists now treat as theirs, was founded before Darwin's birth by Georges Cuvier. Several great pioneers in biology who lived to see the publication of The Origin of Species explicitly rejected Darwin's theory. These include embryologist Carl Ernst von Baer, comparative biologist Richard Owen, zoologist Louis Agassiz, and geneticist Gregor Mendel. One discipline deserves special mention: comparative biology. Darwinists sometimes claim that their theory helps us to understand what animals are most closely related to us, and thus most likely to serve as models for human disease and drug testing. Such animals are identified on the basis of their genetic and biochemical similarities to us. This is just comparative biology at the level of genes and proteins. Linnaeus did comparative biology, yet he was a creationist who lived a century before Darwin.